Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Sermons of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Exodus chapter 32, starting on verse 7. And the Lord said to Moses, "Go down, for your people, whom you brought up out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way that I commanded them. They have made for themselves a golden calf, and have worshipped it, and sacrificed to it, and said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt.' And the Lord said to Moses, 'I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them, in order that I may take a great nation of you.' But Moses implored the Lord his God and said, 'O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand?'" We know this passage very well. It's a very familiar passage, probably one of the most famous passages in the book of Exodus. And we know well what has happened. The people of Israel have built a golden calf with Aaron's leadership. And Moses enters into this intercession for the people, in favor of the people, and to try to persuade God from destruction of Israel. It's a very familiar passage, both because of the scenes, but also really because probably we know the motivation that leads Israel to break the covenant. We know it well. So it's a familiar passage, not just because it's famous, but also because it's close to how we behave and how we live. It's a very real passage for us. And we need to begin, as we read this passage, by recognizing these are our tendencies, our behaviors, the way in which we continue to react to God's own way of doing things. When we stop seeing God's presence or experiencing His help, it's not long before we turn away from Him and seek other gods to call our saviors. This is actually the reason why we need the 40 days and seasons of repentance, because throughout our life, we continue to forget our God and we continue to name gods of other things. This is a season to identify the golden calves in our life. Where is my security? Where is my trust? Which gods do I expect to come and save me? It might be my ability, my own ability to solve things. It might be my reliance on my gifts and my skills and the way I think through things and my confidence that I will be able to work out problems and solve those conflicts that are in my life by myself. Another golden calf could be a political party or a political ruler. My ideology, my thoughts that the way things should be are in politics and in the world interaction, it will be the way in which there will be order in this life, in this world, and peace, and all problems will be solved through politics. It might also be technology, science, and my trust in whatever is tangible, whatever I can measure. It might be another person, a relationship I think will save me, or a person I expect to solve my problems due to admiration or through any other reason why I continue to rely on their help. Now, it's important to understand that these things I am mentioning can help in different ways, but none of them can redeem me. None can give us eternal life. So this time of the 40 days is a season to identify, when we turn our back to God, what circumstances feel like God is taking too long and lead us to build golden calves. As I identify this, let us renew our trust in God and proclaim Him as our only Savior and Redeemer. The Apostle Paul was considering these passages as well when he wrote to the church in Corinth. And he's precisely talking about the golden calf. And he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, he says, "These things took place as examples for us, that we might not desire evil as they did." Do not be idolaters, as some of them were, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. We must not indulge in sexual immorality, as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in a single day. We must not put Christ to the test, as some of them did, and were destroyed by serpents. Or grumble, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages has come. So let's read this passage again as an instruction, reminding ourselves that we are, like the people of Israel, capable of turning our backs from God, capable of finding saviors and redeemers in places that are not His. And may we be reminded of all the things the Lord has done for us, all the ways in which He has helped us, and continue to remind ourselves that what He wants is a friendship with us that will lead us to communion with Him, to fullness of life.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.